It was a summer morning in 1940. The sun would rise and bring with it the news that canneries had lost many souls with the sinking of the Blue Bell. Of course, there were the souls of the people who died. 25 passengers and 3 crew members who drowned when the island ferry capsized. But the accident took something more from that remote coastal village in St. Lucia. Something many of the villagers hadn't realised they'd lost. It took the hopes and dreams of a generation and replaced them with nightmares and a new folklore that made them weary of the waters that surrounded them. A terror that urged warnings on their children to steer away from any place they might find themselves lost. The village children believed the myth that the water could consume them. Ella and Agnes de Terville were no different. Ella had been 10 at the time of the disaster, Agnes 7. Young, but old enough for the inconsolable lamentation that overtook their community on the West Coast to imprint itself on their young minds. A heavy melancholy enveloped the villagers for weeks after the sinking. The usual bawdy jokes and loud laughter exchanged between passers-by in the narrow streets, conspicuously absent. Though most adults didn't speak about the tragedy in front of their children, the de Terville girls' father, Herbert, often did. A local boat builder and fisherman, he was a masterful storyteller who could conjure up the spirits within his tales. He enjoyed seeing his daughter's astonished faces as he did, their mouths open in rapt attention as his deep, expressive voice would rise and fall dramatically. Ella's favourite fable was about the escaped slaves known as the Brigands, or Negmawon, who made a home in the sanctuary of the steep and inaccessible plateaus high above the river.
"When I was young, I climbed up that mountain with my friend Franklin. You know what we saw, Ella?"
"What did you see, Papa?"
Ella loved it when her father focused solely on her.
"There were small caves where the slaves hide out, and you could see markings on the walls, but we couldn't make sense of them. There were stones and broken conch shells scattered everywhere, and we could see clear as if it was yesterday the places they make fire. The black smoke was on the wall and above. The energy up there was powerful. Not a place you want to stay once it got dark. And Franklin got scared when he thought he saw something move in the darkness, so he moved fast back down the mountain."
His eyes would move off into the distance as he spoke.
"It's our people history up there, Ella. We are born of fighters, slaves who wanted to be free."
After his favourite meal of fried fish and breadfruit roasted on the coal pot, he would push his plate away and lean back in his chair, exhaling with a long sigh of contentment. By the light of 2 kerosene lamps, sitting at the back of their house with the soundtrack of the river flowing close by, their father would retell the story of the Blue Bell.
"You know the boats sing because someone spot a whale and cry out? All the passengers stand and press up in the front of the boat to take a look."
Herbert would pause every time he got to this part of the story and take a swig of his drink, as if bracing himself against the story's inevitable outcome.